Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. But maybe you've heard this from me before, but years ago when I was battling, you know, you hear, I hope it doesn't sound like it's ad nauseum, but one of my big battles is my health. And so I was getting all these symptoms and they were stirring up all kinds of fear for me. And I remember just crying out to God saying, I wish you would just heal me so I wouldn't have to deal with this fear anymore. And the Lord whispered back to me, what makes you think if I healed you, you wouldn't deal with this fear anymore? I've equipped you to deal with a fear, so deal with it. And you and I will walk out this whole thing together. And let me tell you, I was schooled. Because you know what? When your fears lump together with your battles, it seems like you cannot win. And the truth is, I don't think you can win because that fear sucks the life out of you. And it really takes a discerning spirit and it takes that sword of the spirit to cut through so you know where your fear ends and your circumstance begins. And Luke 10:19 says, for I've given you all the authority over the power of the enemy. You can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them, and nothing will by any means injure you. Jesus says, I've given you authority over all of the power of the enemy. So I want you to think about the battle that you're in, and maybe fear, anxiety, discouragement, maybe melancholy, repetitive thoughts will rise up and discern the dividing point between that stuff and your actual circumstances. Deal with the stuff because God's given you authority to deal with the stuff. And then say, Lord, you've promised the grace to deal with my circumstances. And the truth of the matter is, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So when you separate the spiritual component and the anxiety component that you have authority to deal with, you know, you can make it. You're going to make it through. You will. And his grace will be sufficient and his mercy will be there every single morning. You'll have what you need. And the thing is, people say this all the time, but if we threw all of our problems on the table, most of us would take our own problems back because we're suited for them. Even though we don't like them, there's a grace and they fit us because in the end, if you lean in and are trained by your battle, it will serve you in the end. That trial will pay tribute to your soul. It will. So we got to trust him in that. But I'm telling you, this is one of those strategies that I learned that was so keenly important. Find that dividing line between your stuff and the circumstance. And by the authority of Christ, take authority. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.